Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily dose of energy. We are on day 13 of our daily devotion. Technically, we're on day 14, but I did not release an episode on yesterday because yesterday just seemed like one of those days that I was in active devotion. And what I mean by active devotion is I was literally just engulfed in the experience of the day. There was a lot going on, of course, but I feel as though Tuesday's daily devotion bled into Wednesday. And I was so emotional on Tuesday. It was so it was almost like I said on that episode, I went to sleep shedding tears. I woke up shedding tears. And it felt very cathartic. It felt very relaxing, peaceful. And it felt like I was resting in the knowing of everything working out the way it needs to work out. Everything moving in the way that it needs to move. So my intentions were to record the episode for us on yesterday because that's what my commitment is. I still did my devotion, but I didn't record. It was almost like we needed to sit in Tuesday. Tuesday bled over. So even the devotion that was felt on Wednesday, I didn't have much more to add to what had already been said from Tuesday, because I felt as though that there was a simmering that needed to happen, right? There was a resting in the knowing of the release that was happening. And I feel as though right now there's a lot going on with everybody in our lives, in our careers, and relationships. The transformations that are taking place, it's like we're really in this space where we're trying to figure it all out and we're trying to grasp the changes that are occurring. And one of the things that brought so much clarity, right, was today. Monday, myself and my fiance had a very we're going through these transitions with the moves, and he's deployed, so there's just a lot that's going on. And so there comes a moment, and I'll do a separate episode about the realities of being in a relationship or a commitment, not just a relationship, but a real partnership and commitment that requires you to at times carry loads that you may feel are heavier than you have the strength to carry. But it's not that they're heavier, it's just that you've just reached the place in your life where your life, your relationship with self, your relationship with the person, your relationship in general with life has shifted. You no longer want to be the strong person, the independent person. You want to be the interdependent person. And you need nurturing, and you need a transitional phase where you're able to be in that space. And it's very difficult when you're in a relationship that requires you to be present, and it requires you to be active and attentive to the needs of each other. And when one can't really provide that because of duties, circumstances, or whatever, it can be a very difficult space to navigate. But the beauty of it all is when you're able to really have a conversation and really discuss where you are in a relationship, where you are mentally, emotionally, your needs, and wants as well, but most importantly, the foundation that you need in order to feel safe. You need to feel safe, you need to feel secure and planted. And it's hard to be planted when so much is changing, but you have to be planted when it comes to your emotions and your mental state and your spiritual path, right? So here we are. And it got me to thinking that so many people are going through so many transitions, and we're in this space where we're really striving to be the best that we can be. We're learning, we're growing, we're having tough conversations, we are having to show up when we don't want to, we're having to really be strong in moments where we're really feeling very vulnerable or exposed or just tired, and we're having to really advocate for ourselves in ways that is slightly different than the norm. Not because you don't know how to navigate for yourself, and not because you don't typically advocate for yourself, but because you're in a different phase. And this is where it's so important for you to be able to discern where you're needing to be so that you're not overexerting yourself in spaces and areas that really drain you of the resources that you really need to survive. And this is where your relationship with God comes in. So as we're navigating through life in these past couple of days, the silence I felt on Wednesday, I felt I was happy. I was excited. I really felt exhilarated, right? And I don't even know where that came from. It's like my natural element just shined through after I knew I'd woken up with tears in my eyes, you know, but it felt really good. It felt like this was good for me. And then today, having the conversation that needed to be had, I feel like a lot of people are in that space where they're either dreading the conversation or they're trying to prepare themselves for the conversation. I didn't even anticipate it happening. I just knew I have a plan. I have things I have to do. I have to show up. I have to prepare. And so it's all about me prepping. And he said something, my fiance said something to me today during our conversation, because I was very vocal about what I felt and how I felt and everything that was going on. And he said, "Listen, I know you can do it on your own, but you don't have to. We figure things out together. Just tell me what you need me to do." And he said that, and I didn't feel any emotion because, you know, I don't know. I think the emotional part of me is just kind of like, when it comes to my relationship, it's there, but it's different, you know? So I was sitting there and I'm listening, and it made me think of what God says to us in the spirit. It's like, you're trying to figure out everything. You're trying to do everything. You are overexerting yourself, trying to anticipate next moves, trying to anticipate the needs of others, trying to anticipate what you think I'm going to do and what I may say and what I'm going to feel. That you are overexerting yourself. You are beyond at capacity, and you're really exhausted just because you won't allow me to help. And it's not that you feel like I won't, because you know I will, but you don't want to ask. Or you don't want to tell me that you need it. Or you don't want to mention to me that it's needed. And I feel as though oftentimes we get in this space and we're like, listen, I don't want to burden God. Like, I kind of just, God already know what I need. So I'm kind of hoping he just does it. You know, like, you don't need me to say nothing. And sometimes he doesn't, right? A lot of times he doesn't. But when you are in that building phase of reestablishing a relationship, reestablishing a core, reestablishing a foundation that is really intimate, that's really, really interconnected, that's honest, that's righteous, that's sacred, conversation has to go both ways. It cannot just go one way or the other. It cannot just be one person talking, leading, showing up, voicing opinions, dictating what's going on. And you don't include the very significant piece of the puzzle. And that's in relationship, that's in everything, but it translated to me as how I am in my relationship. Very independent, very self-driven, you know, not for myself, but for everybody. I'm the go at it, do what I need to do, figure it out for everyone. Who needs me? What do I need to do? And I'll think about me later. I'll deal with me later. I'll tend to my needs later because I'm going to have to do that because no one can actually do that. So let me do what I need to do for everyone else and then I'll get back to me. And it's like, we get in this hamster wheel. And there are some people who are not, who are on the receiving end of it, right? There are some people who are not leading this. They are on the receiving end of someone leading for them. So it's a different angle. But for me personally, it's me initiating. I'm a cardinal energy. Naturally, I go at it. I'm doing it. I can think about what's happening ahead. I can figure out something is needing to be done. Someone is going to need something. This is going to have to be done. I need to make sure this is done before I can, you know, do anything else. It has to be in order. And one of the things my fiance said to me was, I just want you to relax. I just want you to rest. And I said, I can't rest if my emotional state and my mental state are not communicating in a way that is cohesive. They have to work together. They can't work against each other, because if one is working and the other, if one is stagnant, the other's in overdrive, then I'm going to be imbalanced. And being imbalanced is what causes me to be anxious. And being anxious is what keeps me out of the rest mode. So I can't flow. I have to be moving. And that is how it is with God. It's like we are so accustomed, naturally, if you're accustomed to taking the lead, doing what you need to do, taking the initiative and making things happen, taking care of the home, taking care of the children, taking care of a relationship, taking care of a job, taking care of whatever needs to be taken care of, and then tending to yourself later. It's like at the end of the day, think about how many of the duties that you put on yourself would be so much easier if you could either A, delegate, but most importantly, include God in the process. Include God in the process so that you can also minimize the unnecessary, obsessive energy that you exude and put out for circumstances and situations that don't even warrant it. And so I think about that. And as I'm thinking about that, as we're going through, we've been praying, we're fasting, we're believing, and we're in action mode. But as we're in action mode, it is so important for us to not get caught up in the movement of it all. We're supposed to be in the flow of it all because we are following the lead of God. We are not leading God anywhere. If I'm trying to hear him and I'm listening to his voice and I'm trying to get an understanding of where we are and where we're going, and am I in the right direction? I need to be an active listener and an active participant at the same time. But first and foremost, I need to hear him. I need to be able to hear what he needs me to do, not assume I know. And the only way I can hear where he's leading me is if my spirit is clear and I'm in a pure state and I am resting. I am calm. I am relaxed. I am focused, but I am at ease. When you're not at ease, You are very disoriented. And when you are disoriented, it is chaos. And when it is chaos, nothing is clear and everything becomes confusion. We have to be clear about where we're going, what we're doing, what we want. This is not in vain, but it will be if it's not purposeful. If what you say you are believing God for is not really something in your heart of hearts you believe is possible, then it will not come into fruition because it can't. It's blocked. And God is not going to force you to believe the possibilities. We're not in a phase of, is it real? Is it not? Is he real? We're not in that phase. At this stage in our life, you either know he's real, you don't. You believe in what you're believing is going to happen, or you don't. This does not mean that you don't get discouraged along the way. This does not mean that you don't get frightened along the way. This does not mean that hiccups do not happen that may cause you a bit of disorientation along the way. But what it does mean is that you do not get so distracted that you lose focus and you get off course and you allow yourself to remain off course because that becomes familiar. No, this is fighting beyond the discomfort. This is fighting beyond the anxiety. This is fighting beyond the fear, fighting beyond the moments where you feel like you're isolated and you're alone and you kind of want to retreat because that's what's comfortable for you. This is about having those conversations with God, telling him again what you need, acknowledging that he's there, letting him know you need him to be clearer. What is it that I need from you, God, so that I can hear you better, so that I can make sure I'm in alignment? Because right now I'm a bit confused. And even if the confusion is self-inflicted, I want to be free of it. I want to be able to hear you, feel you, know you are here, so that I can rest in knowing it's taken care of. I don't want to be out in the cold. I don't want to feel like I've made a mistake. I don't want to feel like I have let you down. And I don't want to feel like I have believed in something that is not real. God, show me you are real. Show me the power that I know I feel over my life. That is the energy. That is the spirit of what I'm feeling right now. And I feel as though there are a lot of people who are really dealing with this because they don't quite know which way. It's like, I prayed for this. I wrote this down. I said, this is what I wanted to happen. I've committed to this. I'm obeying the process, but I'm a bit jaded right now because I am doing this by myself and I am afraid and I am nervous and I am scared. I'm like, God, I'm tired of the transitions. I'm tired of the changes. I'm tired of shifts. I'm tired of all of it, but I want to really trust you. Not only do I want to trust you, I want to know you on an intimate level where I don't ever guess and I don't ever, ever feel like it's not possible, because I know it is. That's where we are. It's like believing that God knows best, trusting that he knows best, and blindly following him if need be, just so that you can see it come to pass. You are not in this alone. You're not. None of us are. We're all learning a deeper lesson here. And the deeper lesson here is belief. Believing in yourself, believing in God, believing in the power of transformation, the power of resurrection, the power of shift, changing, miracles happening, evolution taking place. And it doesn't take a lot for it to happen. All it takes is for you to believe and keep working towards it. Keep moving. Keep setting that standard. Keep setting that tone. Keep choosing to believe in blindly what you believe in. There's no need to doubt it. You spoke it, you said it, you're committing to it. You're believing it. Things are working out in your favor. That's that. Things are working out in your favor. That's that. So I want us to, as we're going into this weekend, it's important for us to understand that, yes, things happen and things really do cause you to fear, right? But you're not doing it by yourself. It's you're a new person, right? A new version of you has begun emerging, and that new version of you is more is gentler. It's more sensitive to the reality. It's more present. It's more aware of its needs and its wants and its sensitivities and its fears and all of that. And right now, you just want to be loved. You just want to be cared for. You want to be protected. You want to feel safe. You want to feel covered. You want to feel strong. You want to feel like you have the ability to fight every war that's thrown at you. But most importantly, you just want to feel connected to that of which you know fuels you. And first and foremost, that's God. And then that's everything else. This is about allowing yourself to let go of this idea of what strength looked like before. It doesn't look like that now for you. It looks like gentleness. It looks like peace. It looks like love. It looks like abundance, prosperity, health. It looks like building family, roots. You can't spend your whole life trying to break a generational curse. Let's just start with the patterns, because that's what really counts. You don't have the power to break any curse. And I don't even know if that's even a real thing. But what I do know is that generational patterns, familiar patterns, relationship patterns, behavior patterns are real. And if you can break those, then you have just broken the code to change your life. So let's remain there in that space. And that's where we're going to see so many breakthroughs occur in our life. Okay. So let's get into the prayer, and then I will read the daily devotion that is coming from the Moments of Peace and Presence of God daily devotional. I've really been really loving this book. I love this book anyway. I've been reading the New Morning Mercies as well. I just feel like this particular daily devotion really does. This book really does speak on a level that is so easy to process, and it doesn't make you feel like there's so many levels to unravel. Like it's just right now, I feel like this is the flow that I need to be in to communicate what it is that we are feeling and doing and experiencing through God. Okay. So let's go ahead and get into our prayer, and then I will read the daily devotion for you. And because we missed technically, like I said, I missed yesterday, I will read both the morning and the evening, and that will cover for us. Okay. God, thank you so much. We are here with an open heart, an open mind. We're open to all that you have to say. And we're listening actively, not to respond, but to receive, hear, and be led by wherever it is that you're wanting us to go. There are so many things that are occurring right now around the world, within our lives, and in our minds and hearts as well. And what I am asking for you is just to bring us a sense of calm. Allow the raging wars of our mind, our heart, and our spirit to rest. Allow us to have the ability to know that regardless to what it looks like, what is going on, what's around us, we are safe, we are covered, we're protected, and we are led by you. In moments where we wonder where you are, you're right there. In moments where we fear that we're not enough, you're right there. You're letting us know in every single breath that we take that we're worthy. Not only are we worthy, we deserve it. We're valuable. And you chose to have us here another day just because of that. And I thank you for it. I thank you that every room that we enter be blessed. I thank you that everything, for everything that we touched is blessed. I thank you for the ability to create, the ability to share and spread joy and give love and give life through our words, through our presence, through our hearts, through our mind, through our ability to connect. We thank you. We know that this journey and this path is not easy. There are a lot of things that come up and there are a lot of things that frighten us and there are a lot of ways that we could be scared of. But because we know whose we are and who you are, we feel a sense of power that we've never felt before. We can speak to the things that we believe in. We can speak to the things that we know will come true, not because we're so sure, but because we're sure of who you are. We know that once you promise us something, you're going to see it through. We know that once you've led us somewhere, we know that you've already been there and you're there with us at that moment, getting us through every different trial, every obstacle, everything that may come up in our way. We know that every door that may seem closed will open once you say it is time. Anything that has our name on it is ours. Anything that is supposed to be ours is ours. And I believe in that. I trust in that. And we hold close to that promise. We're thanking you in advance for the miracles. We're thanking you in advance for the breakthroughs. We're thanking you in advance for every opportunity and every door that we walk in. I'm thanking you, thanking you, thanking you. We're thanking you, God. Thanking you for giving us the ability to be disciplined. Thank you for the ability to believe. Thank you for the rest that you give us at night and the ability to wake us up the next day. Thank you for the joy that we feel as we walk, as we talk, as we enter rooms, as we expand our brain, our mind, our heart, every piece of us. Here's to blessings, blessings, blessings among blessings. This is to blessing our families, miracles within matters of the heart. Carrying our children through their first year, their next year of school, protecting them from all evils, shielding out anything that is set to do harm. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for the divine protection. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In your name, Jesus, we'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise. It is so. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to read. I'm going to read August 9th morning. Practice your prayers is the first one. The Lord does not listen to the wicked, but he hears the prayers of those who do right. Proverbs 15 and 29. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Psalm 145 and 18. Out of your prayer life comes a desire to love people. When you talk with God about yourself, he talks to you about others. He points out whom you are to love and how you are to love. During World War II, a soldier was by his bunk in the barracks saying his prayers just before taps. Another soldier, bothered by the show of piety, threw his heavy comeback boot and hit the praying man on the head, knocking him down. The first soldier said nothing. The other soldier laughed and went to bed, forgetting to retrieve his boot. The next morning, he found both of his boots by his bed, beautifully spit-shined. The two soldiers ended up praying together. Talking to God sends you out to love other people. Dear God, as I speak to you, speak to me about those you want me to love today. Amen. My thoughts on this particular devotion is that sometimes, and I'm not going to ever say you just accept somebody hit you in the head with a boot. That is not the message for me today. I will not be telling you that because I am an absolute that ain't me. But I will say that sometime in hypothetical situations, let's say you're in a situation where you are required to be the bigger person when you typically wouldn't be. It may not be getting a boot to your head, but could be a boot to your heart. you may want to retaliate. You may want to respond. You may want to embarrass equally because you've been hurt. You've been emotionally damaged in a way and traumatized. And the negligence and recklessness that you've been handled with, you know. But oftentimes, God, that is where you are given your biggest challenge and your biggest test of faith and your biggest test of obedience. Because if God is telling you to lead with love, he's not going to give you circumstances and situations that always make you feel like you are in love or leading with love. Sometimes you're getting in situations that's frustrating. You're in situations that are irritating and making you feel like you need to really act out that more aggressive side of yourself. But when you're being obedient to what you know God is saying for you, then you have to show up in a sense of love. You have to show up in a sense of compassion, a sense that makes you feel like you're moving in a God-like righteous way, which means communicating in a different way, setting boundaries, but communicating in a different way, a way that shows the love in the heart, right? Not the anger in the bitterness that you may feel. And that's when you're blessed in the most unforeseen situations. It is not ideal. It isn't saying tolerate abuse. I'm never going to advocate for someone staying in any situation that makes them feel abused, mistreated, mishandled. No. But not every situation is a war. Some situations are just a battle. Some are boot camp. And some are just the prerequisite to the journey that you're about to become a champion on. So you're going to have to learn different type of strengths, different type of capabilities. Right? That's a sense of discipline in divine love, patience. That's something only God can give you. So you will be met with situations and challenges that require you to be a bigger part of yourself. And sometimes it takes you digging real deep to get to that place. But when you do, it is very rewarding. I promise you that. So let's read the evening version of the ninth. And it is, that's his job. The Most High himself will establish her. Psalm 87:5. Wonderful things are said about you. Psalm 87:3. Do you ever think about how much God loves you? Some people rarely take the time to do this. They are burdened by their problems, stresses, and shortcomings. They tell themselves that if they had lived a better life, God would love them more. This simply is not true. God loves you with an undivided love. Nothing you do can cause him to care for you any more or any less. Rather, he accepts you just the way you are, and his ultimate goal is to build you up in his image. God created you for a relationship with him, and he gently and compassionately molds you into all you were created to be. Therefore, rejoice, because he is establishing you by his loving hand and will shine through you with his everlasting love. God, I'm humbled by the fact that you love me and that you have a plan for my future. Thank you for molding me in your image. Amen. August 10th, the morning. What God is Doing is the title. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. John 15:5. God has made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God made us to do good works, which God planned in advance for us to do, to live our lives doing. Ephesians 2:10. Your challenge each day is to find out what God is doing in the part of the world where you live and join him in doing whatever that is. How can your personal thoughts and actions, even attitudes, relate to the activity of God? How is God moving today in the place where you are? You know what God is doing by looking around you for evidence of his activity. You see God involved in institutions that care for people. He is obvious in causes that promote good values and strong principles. Be aware of where God is working and join him there. Discern the divine in everyday life and join forces with God in what he is doing. Give yourself to God's work. Dear God, show me what you are doing so I can help accomplish your will in the world. Amen. August 10th, evening. Ending the day with him. This will be our last one. O Lord, the God of my salvation, at night I am in your presence. Psalm 88 and 1. Lord, you are the God who saves me. I cry out to you day and night. Receive my prayer and listen to my cry. Psalm 88, 1 through 2. If you were a comeback soldier, you would not sleep at night without knowing you were battle ready. You'd be sure you had your orders and all the equipment you needed to engage the battle successful when you awake. Though you may not be a conventional warrior, you faced conflicts, struggles you weren't quite sure how to handle. Today, you had unforeseen skirmishes with others, and you wrestled with strategy and strategic situations that required ingenuity. I cannot say strength and wisdom. God was with you for these conflicts and skirmishes. That's why you can rest tonight knowing that you can commit all your troubles to his hands. Remember that all your battles belong to him. As your commander, he'll always lead you safely to triumph. God, I'm glad you are present with me tonight. Thank you for equipping me with everything I needed to face everything I encountered. You are truly wonderful. Amen. My advice and my thoughts on this is for you to allow yourself to know and trust that you're being led by one of the most powerful, untouchable commanders there is. He knows your path. He knows where you're going. He's already prepared the route. All you need to do is show up. Show up as you are. Mind, body, and spirit, heart open wide, clarity in mind, conscious clear, ready. Knowing that everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to turn out the way it needs to turn out, and everything is working out in your favor. That's all you need to know. Don't get caught up on the little details and the nuances that happen in the day. It's okay, because it's all working out for you. Everything is already working out for you. I believe in you. I believe in all of us. And I know that there are so many amazing things that are unfolding, even in the midst of the confusion and chaos. Trust and believe that it's all working out. Don't fight against gravity. Flow. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining in on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful challenge and detox and the daily devotions. It's truly rewarding and it's a blessing. And I look forward to tomorrow's episode as well. In the meantime, please be gentle with yourself. Continue to hold yourself in sacred space and know you are supported, loved, cared for, and you are necessary. You're going to be so much greater for this. Until our next episode. Bye.